When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Acts 26 and verse 14. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto you. So, you know, today we think a lot of our rights, you know. Even little children, you know, you spank a child, you can get into the clinker. I wish somebody speaks up in the law court and says, Hey, what's happened to the Board of Education? My dear people, it's a sad day. The children are learning to take up the phone and call the police over trifling things. Our modern law is breaking into the sanctity of our home. So the child, instead of learning obedience, is learning rebellion from childhood. What a culture! What a heathen culture! And mark you, dear friends, so everybody is talking about his rights and entitlements. And so if somebody overtakes you in a traffic jam or something, you get so angry, you step out of your car and beat him up right there. What kind of wild society? Completely unchristian society. And that's all happening around us while... Because we don't have this servant heart. We are not giving out the word of God. We are all also very much for our rights. My status, my rights, my privileges. You see, this is a different nature, a new creation. And your heart becomes one which is sold out to service. You know, you can see certain doctors. I had a very good doctor in the U.S., a man who would be so caring. He told one of my daughters worked for him as a volunteer for some time. He told my daughter, I tried to convince your daddy against going to Kashmir, but I could see I got nowhere. So he was concerned for my safety. He did not want me to get in harm's way. So I have come across some very caring doctors who work overtime, who just care. However, I cannot understand an officious Christian worker, a man who thinks, oh, these are my rights, I must have my rights, or a woman who feels that way. I do not know what it is that made my father persist in serving some of the most difficult and intractable people on the face of the globe. They were a criminal tribe. When my father started going every year to them, of course, I accompanied him. And I, too, preached alongside of him. And some of those human wrecks, as the gospel began to lift them, family by family, what a miracle. A man sat before me one day. I asked him his profession. He was a bootlegger. He told me his profession. He said even the police could not curb my activities. But the man got converted. I was in a small tent in that hot place, and he came to see me, and I prayed with him. He felt jolted by the questions I asked him, just one or two, but straight to the point, the Lord having directed me in those questions. And he was converted. And what a power that one man became, healing the sick, casting out devils, doing work which I could not do. The power of the gospel, when you are ready to serve. You know, here St. Paul says, 1 Corinthians 9:22, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. You know, I have preached on this text to audiences, and the message just bounced off them like a tennis ball on a wall. They just don't understand. I am made all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. Look at that whole attitude. Is there pride there? Is there vanity there? Is there a clinging to position or privilege there? No. I made all things. Well, if the Creator of heaven and earth can be made all things to all men and become as the filth of this world, to be cast out of the city as a criminal, how much more can I be made the filth of the world? What's wrong about it? I see nothing wrong. I'm filthy enough. Can't I serve? Can't I love? Must all eyes be focused on me? And all hands must do this, that, and the other? One of modern diseases appears to be loneliness. When I first came across this disease in Europe, on the continent, many years ago, of course, it was a strange sickness to me. Here were people becoming mentally obsessed and tortured. They were feeling lonely. You see, I had never felt that way. You see, I could go anywhere, be anywhere, enjoy the presence of God. And the Lord would be with me. And so there would be no problem whatever. No loneliness, certainly not. If you want me to tell you, just the day after we went on our honeymoon, my wife got chicken pox. Good discipline. And I turned nurse for the first time in my life. And mark you, dear friends, there it was. A few months after, with very minimal time together, I was away in Birmingham for 1.5 months almost. Actually, it was a period of 5 to 6 months before I went back. Yes, isn't the Lord there? Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So to me, this seemed like a strange disease. But the more I labored in Europe, the more I saw that this was a real disease and that people's nerves were getting affected. What does the Bible say? But they that wait upon the Lord will be as eagles. It must be rather lonesome up there in the skies, don't you think? But they soar and they soar. They don't come round looking for your garbage. No, they shall be as eagles. They shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. You see, now when you give way to negative stresses and prove like a sitting duck, you see, you and I should not be sitting ducks inviting all the bullets that are passing us. That's nonsense. You are not made to be a sitting duck. And what is the outcome of that? Your sickness or your obsession or fear soon begins to swamp the feelings all around you. You know, it begins to influence a lot of people. But the joy of the Lord, you know, it makes people stronger. And when people come under your influence, they see, well, there is a way by which I can handle and tackle my problems. The Lord is with me. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The Lord is with me, so I can handle my problems. I don't need anybody to weep over me. I don't need anybody to fuss over me. I'm okay. I will lift others. You know, it's a different attitude. And this miracle the Lord does in our hearts, it's a serving attitude. Hey, what am I sitting pretty here? Let me get cracking and do something for God. Let me be useful. You know, you become a different person. Your attitude is different. Oh, my beloved people, I am made all things to all men, that by all means I may save some. I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, I do not want to be disobedient to the heavenly vision. I do not want any of these modern obsessions or sicknesses to assail me. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me, Lord, in your blood. It's not in me to serve. Father, hear our prayer. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.